They're overworked. The government is not putting the funding into it that is needed there. They're not putting the training into it, and they are not putting the resources or the staff into it. There's people retiring from the ambulance service, and they're very slow at re-engaging new people into those positions. And I felt myself that I needed to bring it up here this morning, was to point out what was happening with the system. Now, some of my fellow councillors says it's a better picture within Sligo, and that there was the allocation of two new ambulances and funding isn't too bad. The biggest thing that I still say, it's a national issue. It's not just a Sligo issue. If we have it that bit better in Sligo, the country itself is suffering. And the government needs to get there, the Minister for Health needs to get her act together and make sure that these services do not suffer.
It's not just a Sligo thing, because even in the Shannon last week, Senator Manus Boyle highlighted how a gentleman in Kilcar needed an ambulance, and he had to wait quite some time because the nearest ambulance was in Boyle in County Roscommon. Now, that covers not only this region, that is far from Donegal to Roscommon, is quite the distance. So that kind of highlights the lack of services in the area at the minute in regards to that. And as well, it is highlighted how there are community paramedics doing great work in the area, which is to be noted, but you're just kind of highlighting for in terms of just long-term sustainability, there needs to be more resources in place.
The resources need to be in place, and in fairness, if you want to achieve an excellent service, the money has to go in. This is where the government is failing in relation to it. And even for the response time, as I mentioned there, it's the average response time is more than 19 minutes, and that's for the likes of cardiac cases and whatever. And that's in over 80 odd of the cases that don't even make that target. And this is where the problem is. You heard some of the councillors raising there today that there was even cases within the country where the ambulance was 2 hours late coming maybe to the scene, where maybe a cardiac or somebody who's seriously sick or whatever else. This is unacceptable. We never had this situation before within the country. I seen it back during the 80s and the 90s, the early 90s, when this country was nearly on its knees, and we had an excellent ambulance service. You rang an ambulance came out, it was staffed, whatever. Today, because of the cutbacks, right, left and centre, that the whole thing is falling apart.